adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Rustlers. On the cattle ranges of the Old Southwest, cattle rustling was a quick way to wealth, if the rustlers could get away with it. Bad enough in itself, cattle rustling had overtones that were infinitely worse. One of these overtones being the placing of the blame on those who were innocent. As our story opens, Jake Sandoval, cattleman, is talking with his henchmen, Joe Pico and Chris Martin, in the yard of his ranch house.
Now, remember now, get this job done in time so we can cut some of the calves out of Loopy's herd tonight. Just about twilight.
That gives us 3 hours, boss. That ought to be time enough. All you want Chris and me to do is shoot down that young Injun Motto, ain't it?
No. That ain't all I want you to do, Joe. I'll go over it again to make you sure you understand. I've made arrangements with Motto to meet you at the Rimrock, overlooking the entrance to the big canyon where Loopy runs her cattle. Now, have you got that?
Yeah.
You got it too, Chris?
Sure have, Sandoval.
All right. Now, Motto thinks I've hired him to help you two look for rustlers of my herds on the other side of the Rimrock. Now, when he rides up, you hombre shoot him down. Take his body into the sheriff and tell the sheriff you caught him and some other Indians rustling my cattle.
Now, that's plain enough. Putting the blame for all this rustling on the Indians, eh?
That's right, Chris. That hothead of a sheriff has swore he's going to clean up the rustling around here. And if we can start him investigating the Indians, he'll be out of our way. Well, any questions?
Where are you going to be all this time, Jake?
I'll be at Loopy's Cafe. A mighty pretty gal, that Loopy. I like to look at her while I'm eating.
She's smart, too, boss. Better be careful what you tell her.
I don't need advice from you, Chris. I'll see you two when you're riding with Mato's buddy, because the cafe's right across the street from the sheriff's. Now get going.
It's a big country, Cisco.
Si, very big country, Pancho.
So big, maybe Cisco and Pancho not find Lupe's cafe, no?
I might have known your thoughts were on food, amigo. We will find Lupe's cafe, do not fear. I could do with a little food myself.
Pancho do more than do with food, Cisco. Pancho eat the food and more than a little.
Si. We'll be there in a few more minutes, Chico. This is indeed big country.
Yes.
I do not wonder there is much cattle rustling here.
That why Cisco and Pancho ride to this country, Cisco, to stop the rustling?
I do not think we can stop the rustling, Pancho.
No?
It's many years before that is accomplished.
Oh.
But stories have come to me that the Indians who live in this territory are doing the rustling. I do not believe that. These Indians under the young chief Motto are law-abiding.
Cisco and Pancho know young chief Motto. He a good chief.
Si. So, this evening, we will look over the town and see what we can find out. And tomorrow we'll ride out and talk with Motto.
Bueno. Cisco, two riders come.
Yeah, I see them, Pancho. Oh, there. Oh,
hold on.
Hold on. You hombres seen any of the ornery redskins around here?
If by redskins you mean Indians, senor, no, we have not seen any.
We're after a bunch of them that's been running off the boss's cattle.
Who is your boss?
Jake Sandoval.
Have you proof that the Indians have been running off your cattle?
Got all the proof we need.
What are you asking that question for, hombre? You ain't for the redskins, are you?
I will answer that by saying I'm certainly not against them.
Young Chief Motto, our friend.
Oh, Motto's your friend, eh?
Yeah.
Maybe these hombres are helping the redskins rustle the cattle, Chris.
There will be enough of that kind of talk.
Oh, is that so? Well, who's going to stop us?
Come, Pancho, let us ride on. There is no sense in an empty argument.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Joe asked you a question and called for an answer.
Who's going to stop us?
It is evident that you hombres are looking for trouble. Either get down off your horses or ride on.
Sure, we'll get there.
I'm with you, Joe. Come on, let's get it going.
Poncho, get down, too. Poncho, too hungry to fight. But Poncho tells Cisco how to fight.
It's him from our entry.
Poncho, Cisco.
Hey, Poncho. I will dispose of this.
Bueno.
Now we will dispose of this. But...
He's a good fight, Cisco. Now, Poncho, brush off his hand.
Well, are you hombre satisfied? If not, get up and we will continue.
Mister, I don't know who you are, but I don't want no more than fists of yours.
That goes for me, hombre.
Very well. In the future, you may be more careful what you say to strangers on the trails.
Easy.
Come, Pancho.
Easy, Cisco.
Now, Diablo,
come. Oh, go now. Get away. Go now. Go.
Hey, Chris. That one called the big one Cisco.
Sure. He's the Cisco Kid.
No wonder my jaw aches. But Cisco Kid or not, I'm getting even for this. Well, this is where Sandoval said to meet that redskin. I ain't in any mood to talk with him either.
We ain't got to talk with him, Joe. Sandoval didn't say nothing about that. He just said to shoot him down.
Don't worry, I'll shoot him down.
All right, here comes that redskin. Better not let him see you, Joe. You might miss, and then he'd get away.
I ain't planning to miss. I'll get off the trail where he can't see me and get a rest with a rifle. This is good.
Make it sure now, Joe.
Watch this. That's sure enough for you?
Plum center. Come on, Joe. Give me a hand with the body and we'll take it into the sheriff.
Hey, he's a nice little cop, eh, Cisco?
Hey, Pancho. It's also very nice food.
The best food Pancho eat today. And Senorita Lupe, she nice too, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho thinks she young too to run on this cafe.
Is everything all right, senor?
Si, gracias, senorita. The excellence of the food is overshadowed only by the beauty of the senorita.
Gracias to you, senor. Are you not the Cisco Kid?
Si, senorita.
I thought so. There's been talk in town that you were here. And this is Pancho?
Si, mi compañero.
Si, senorita. And Pancho makes you the compliment, too. The excellence of the food is... what did we say, Cisco?
Overshadowed?
Si. Excellence of the food overshadowed by... excellence of the food.
That is Pancho's idea of the perfect compliment, senorita.
It is a good compliment, too, Pancho.
Lupe!
It is Senor Sandoval. I wish he would not come in here.
Hey, Lupe, come here.
As you can see, senor, I am talking with the senores.
Oh, never mind them. Come over here. I want you to sit down with me while I eat.
He will make trouble if I do not. Very well, Senor Sandoval, in just a moment. Perhaps you will help me, Cisco. I have a cattle spread, too. I cannot afford to run many cattle yet. But I was doing very well until last year when some of my herds started to disappear.
You mean someone rustled your cattle, senorita?
See, it looks like it to me.
Have you any suspicions?
Well, no, not exactly. They say the Indians around here have been rustling cattle, but I do not believe that. I know some of those Indians, and they are all right.
Hey, look here, Lupe. When I say come over and sit down with me, I mean right now.
Did not the senorita say she was talking with us, senor?
Aren't you here, the senorita?
I ain't talking to you, hombres.
But I am talking to you. Your manners leave much to be desired.
Please, let us have no trouble in my cafe. I will go and sit with you, Senor Sandoval.
Wait a minute. What's that outside? Why, two of my riders, Lupe, bringing in a dead redskin. Maybe they caught him rustling. I'll be back.
Good. I'm glad he is gone. I wonder who is that Indian. Oh, look, Cisco. It's Mato.
Mato? The young chief?
Yes. Oh, Mato would not rustle cattle. I know he would not, Cisco.
Who you got here, boys? We got a dead Indian here. Caught him rustling cattle. Caught him right thumb in the egg.
You are quite right, senorita. Mato would not rustle cattle. Come, Pancho. We are going across the street and find out what this means.
Where'd you come across him, boys?
On the north side of the Rimrock, Sheriff. This redskin, along with four others, was after Sandoval's cattle.
We didn't waste no words. We just let him have it. Both fired target this one, and the others got away.
Well, that's good work, Joe. Chris, mighty good. Too bad you couldn't have shot down the whole blasted tribe.
Yeah, help stop all the rustling that's going on. It is good work.
One momento, Senor Sheriff.
Eh? What do you want?
I want to express my opinion. I do not believe one word those hombres say.
What?
Well, by thunder!
You don't believe what they say, eh? You better explain that.
I will gladly explain it, Sheriff. In the first place, I understand a great deal of cattle rustling has been going on in this county. Is this true?
Well, yeah. Too blame much of it, but
the Indians do rustle cattle that take only enough for their needs, for food.
Now, look, you.
Cisco speech. You keep quiet, no?
In the second place, I knew this Indian chief, Mato. He was a young man of honor. He spoke truthfully. He did not steal. That I will guarantee.
Now, see here, Sheriff. This hombre's a troublemaker.
Who is he?
He's a Cisco kid. That's who he is. Yeah.
Oh, so you're the Cisco kid.
See,
eh?
Senor Sheriff, I deny that I'm a troublemaker. But I intend to see justice done for my friend Mato and his tribe. It looks to me as if someone is purposely throwing the blame upon the Indians.
Tell these hombres to get out of the county, Sheriff.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I said. I'll do the talking. Sandoval, you're the one that's doing all the complaining about losing cattle to the rustlers. So you and Joe and Chris come along with me.
Where to, Sheriff?
We'll go out to the tribe's camp. Joe and Chris said the other Indians got away. We'll ask some questions and find out who they are, and I'll bring them in.
Well, I can't right now, Sheriff.
Well, why not?
Well, because I got other plans for this evening, and I can't change them.
This is more important than any plans you got. Sandoval, you come with me. And Cisco, you and this other sidewinder, get out of the county.
For what reason, Sheriff?
Because I say so. I'm the law around here.
And Pancho thinks there are a lot of big windbags around this town.
Don't you call me a windbag or I'll run you in.
And Pancho, say it again.
No, Pancho, quieto.
But Cisco is a lot of windbags.
I said quieto, Pancho. We will leave as you say, Sheriff. Perhaps I was wrong after all in saying the Indians did not rustle the cattle. Come, Pancho.
Pancho never knows Cisco give up this quick.
Pancho, let us do as the Sheriff says and get out of this county. Hasta la vista, Sheriff. But I believe we will meet again.
But if we know Cisco, he will not leave the county until he has caught the real rustlers. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Rustlers. In order to cover his own cattle rustling activities, cattle owner Sandoval had his henchmen Joe Pico and Chris Martin shoot and kill the young Indian chief Mato, bring his body to the sheriff, and claim they caught him in the act of rustling. When Cisco suggested that the Indians were not doing the rustling, the sheriff ordered him and Pancho to get out of the county. Greatly to Pancho's surprise, Cisco submitted tamely to the sheriff's orders. Now, outside of town.
Pancho, nothing left to make of Cisco.
For not resisting the sheriff, you mean, Pancho?
Si. Pancho expects to see Cisco go after the sheriff and those other hombres with a hammer and some gongs.
Not gongs, Pancho. Tongs. Go after them hammer and tongs.
Si, with a hammer and some tongs.
This is far enough along the trail, amigo. Oh, there, bro.
Oh, logo, flying off the trail now.
Wait here until we see the hombres and the sheriff riding this way. Then we will ride back to meet them.
Pancho not know what to make of this, Cisco. We ride out along the trail to get away from the sheriff, and then when we see the sheriff, we ride back to meet him.
Well, I do not wonder you are puzzled, Pancho. I will explain.
Explain.
I believe that Sandoval is the rustler.
Uh-huh.
We have reason to be suspicious of him for trying to place the guilt on the Indians.
Oh, now Pancho begins to understand, Cisco. Cisco thinks the hombre Sandoval rustled the cattle tonight, no?
Si. Uh-huh. And if the sheriff is with him, He cannot do so. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Pancho, we must draw the sheriff away in order that Sandoval will go ahead with his rustling.
And then we catch Sandoval rustling, huh?
Si, Pancho.
Pancho very smart.
Si. And we make sure that the sheriff sees it. Mm-hmm. Now, look, back along the trail.
Si, si.
Come, Pancho. We'll now ride back to meet them. Up there, Lucas.
Oh, go, go, now. Go, go.
Look, Sandoval, we won't get out to the Indians' camp before dark if we don't ride faster than this.
You go on ahead if you want to, Sheriff. My horse is tired. I've been riding him hard today. Joe, drop back and ride with me.
All right, boss.
How are we going to break away from the sheriff, Joe?
I don't know.
The only way I can think of is to shoot him down.
No, no, Chris, we ain't going to shoot him down. Too many people know we started out with him for that. But we got to break away from him somehow. Say, wait a minute. Here comes a couple of riders.
Hey, is it Cisco Kid, boss?
By thunder, it is Cisco.
Yeah, I thought he acted too tame about old being the sheriff. Now what?
Wait a minute, boy.
Whoa, Joe, Chris. Well, looks as if Cisco is going to defy you, Sheriff.
We'll see about that.
And if I was you, I wouldn't waste no time with him. I'd take him right back to town and throw him in jail.
I don't need no suggestions, Sandoval. I know what to do.
Oh, look, now.
Thought I told you to get out of the county, Cisco.
Eh, so you did, Sheriff. But I have been thinking it over, and I see no reason why Pancho and I should obey. So we are riding back to the town.
Oh, yeah, huh?
See?
All right, then you'll ride back to town under arrest. When I give an order, it's going to be obeyed, or I'm going to know the reason why. Get up your hands there.
As you wish.
Pancho get his hands up, too.
I'll take them guns of yours. I'll slip them into my saddlebag. Now you.
See, Sheriff. I recommend you look out. His gun's loaded.
Don't worry. I know how to handle guns.
It'll be too late to go out to the Redskins' camp tonight, Sheriff, for the time you get back.
Well, that's right. It will, Sandoval. I'll call by your place first thing in the morning. We'll ride out then.
That'll suit me fine, Sheriff. But hadn't you better put the handcuffs on these two hombres?
Don't tell me what to do. I'm a dead shot. If they tried to get away, I'd nail them before they made two jumps. Get going, you two. Right ahead of me.
Si, senor sheriff. Up, diablo.
Logo, head of the sheriff.
Pretty easy, boys. Pretty easy.
It sure was, boss.
Yeah, too easy.
What do you mean, Chris?
The Cisco kid ain't giving up that easy without reason. If I was you, boss, I'd call off this rustling job tonight.
Cisco ain't going to butt in, don't worry. He can't butt in from jail, Kenny. Come on, let's get busy.
Almost to the town, Chico.
Si, Pancho. I wanted to make sure we are not being followed by those hombres. Now listen.
Si, I listen.
Tell the sheriff you want to tighten your cinch.
Tighten the cinch.
When he gives you permission, get off your horse and pretend to tighten it. Mm-hmm. I will do the rest.
Si, Chico. Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, what do you want?
Pancho like to tighten the cinch, Sheriff. The cinch come loose, no?
Keep going. It's all right to me.
It's not all right to Pancho, Sheriff. Very soon, Pancho be upside down. Pancho almost fall off then, Sheriff.
All right, tighten the cinch, but no monkey business.
Pancho, not
the
monkey.
Oh, there,
Now, Pancho,
fix
that old cinch.
Oh, there is a fire, I see.
Fire?
Say, over there to the north, Sheriff. It's smoke. Looks like a big fire, too.
I don't see any smoke.
Ah, Diablo!
Hey! Hey, she's so happy, Sheriff! Let go! Hey, look out! You're dragging me off my horse!
Hey, Sheriff, that is just what I am. No intention of going to your jail. Not while those rustlers are loose.
I'll shoot you down, you coyote!
Not while I'm holding your wrist, Sheriff. Drop those guns.
Drop them.
Pancho, pick up these guns quickly.
Si, Cisco, Sheriff. Quickly.
Now, get our guns out of the sheriff's saddlebags.
Si.
Now, Sheriff, I will let you get up.
Tricked,
Boxman.
Tricked!
Do not feel badly, Sheriff. You will soon see it will turn out for the best. Now, if luck with us, Pancho and I will take you to the real rustlers.
What do you mean? Take me to him.
We are inviting you to go with us, Sheriff. I hope you will accept the invitation.
Don't see I've got any choice but to go with you. With them guns staring me in the face.
See, Sheriff. And the guns loaded, too.
I thought you would accept. We will ride past to the rim rock that overlooks the canyon to the south. After you, Sheriff.
Oh. pretty sight, ain't it, boys? All them calves just waiting for my brand.
You ain't aiming to brand them here, are you, boys?
Sure I am. Why not, Chris?
Well, it's up to you, but I sure wouldn't.
All right, what would you do?
Cut out the ones you want and drive them over to your herd. Brand them later. It's dangerous here.
Looks like Chris's blood's turning to skim milk, Joe.
Yeah, looks that way, boss. What's dangerous about it, Chris?
I've told you the way I feel. I wanted to trail the sheriff and Cisco all the way in to be sure Cisco went to jail. But you wouldn't do it.
Oh, you're expecting Cisco to show up, huh?
Wouldn't surprise me any. I know some of the things that hombre's done. Ain't a jail in the county can hold him, for one thing. And if he wanted to get away from the sheriff...
All right, that's enough of that, Betty Aiken. If you want to quit, go ahead and quit.
I ain't quitting, I'm just warning you.
We're branding right here.
All right, boss.
Get a fire going, Chris, and get that running iron ready. Joe, you and me'll start cutting out the ones we want. Let's go.
This is far enough, Sheriff.
Hold on.
Now, walk to the edge of the rim rock and see what is going on.
Pancho think he smelled the smoke.
Now, look. You ain't gonna trick me about another fire.
But Pancho do think he smelled the smoke, Sheriff.
Come, we will see. Still light enough.
If you're wrong about this, Cisco, it may take me a little while to get you. But I sure am gonna get you.
For that, I would not blame you, Sheriff. But from the looks of things down there, I do not believe I am wrong. There's your smoke, Pancho, and your fire.
Pancho know he smelled the smoke, Cisco. And Pancho got a nose like a coyote.
There are your rustlers, Sheriff.
By thunder. That Sloopy's herd.
See, and the rustler is...
Sandoval.
You want our help in rounding up those hombres?
Yeah, I sure do. I hate to admit I'm wrong, Cisco, but I am wrong. I'd appreciate your help, and I hereby withdraw my charge against you.
Very well. Pancho, give the sheriff back his guns.
See, Sheriff. And the gun's loaded.
Blasted, I know that.
All right, come. We can ride down the trail at full gallop, Sheriff. Those zombies are making too much noise to hear us. Follow me.
Lead the way.
Up, Gallop. Go. I will take the Sandoval, hombre, Sheriff. You and Pancho get the other two.
Cisco, we get the other two.
We'll get them, Cisco. Don't worry.
Drag him from the horses. Go, the owl. Ride him down. Too late for that, hombre.
You crazy coyote, Cisco.
I've just been waiting to get my hands on you, Sandoval.
You
have shown me, but now perhaps I can show you how it feels to be knocked off your feet.
No! Keep on the ground!
We will see about that. Come down here on the ground. Now get up on your feet.
All out the wind out of me.
I'll take your guns. Off the guns of this other hombre.
Good work, Cisco. You got two of them.
Here they are, Sheriff.
I got Chris. Pancho, tie those hombres up, will you?
Hey, Sheriff. Santo Pancho not even get a chance to hit one of them.
Unless I'm mistaken, they are going to get much worse than that, Pancho. Besides the charge of rustling cattle, there is also the charge of murder. So that is the story, senorita. Now, Pancho and I must ride on. Pancho!
Si, Cisco.
Come out of the kitchen.
Si, Cisco. Pancho just eat a little more, no?
Oh, let him eat all he wants to, Cisco.
Very well, senorita.
That is the least I can do for Pancho.
He's enough, senorita.
But for you, would you object to a kiss, Cisco?
Senorita, I not only would not object to a kiss, but...
But what?
But I would be deeply grateful.
Well...
Senorita.
Oh, she's going to get a kiss, but time to get three rolls chicken in a gooseberry pie. Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio's wife. Oh, she's sick lately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, amigo. Mm. What is the matter with her?
Well, the doctor say she worked too hard and she needs a change.
Well, what did the doctor say to do?
He say Porfirio take her to the seashore so she get a sea breeze.
Sometimes a change like that will help, Pancho.
Did Porfirio take her to the seashore?
Oh, no. Porfirio not want to spend the money. But Porfirio bring her the sea breeze.
But how could he bring her the sea breeze if he did not take her to the seashore?
Oh, that easy, Cisco.
Oh, it is, amigo?
Huh?
Just how did he bring her the sea breezes?
He found her with a herring.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.